Midland rises like a mirage from the flat, arid terrain of West Texas. The skyline's visible for 30 miles. The cluster of downtown skyscrapers is so dramatic it's earned Midland the nickname Tall City of the Plains. Midland lies in the Permian Basin, an oil-rich area that sprawls over parts of West Texas and New Mexico. After the oil boom of the 1920s, the city grew to become the economic center of the region. By 1950, more than 200 oil companies had offices in Midland, but space was tight. In stepped Jack Wilkinson Sr., a rancher turned developer, who built more than one-third of the city's office space by the late 1950s. His signature project was the 22-story Wilco building. It opened in 1958, the tallest building between Fort Worth and Phoenix. The L-shaped tan brick skyscraper was designed by Boone and Pope Architects and Engineers of Abilene. Its most distinctive feature, a red brick accent running the full height of the northwest corner. This design element makes the stocky, modern building look sleeker. Groupings of recessed horizontal windows run across the facades. They allow light inside, if not a view. According to Jack Wilkinson Jr., the windowsills are set high enough to accommodate filing cabinets below. His father thought people at work shouldn't be looking out the window anyway. Following the trend of older West Texas landmarks, the building's name shouts out from the roof. The letters WILCO are spelled out vertically in red capital letters along the white radio tower on top of the penthouse, making the structure appear even larger. But records are meant to be broken, and in 1978, a 24-story bank tower stole the Wilco's thunder. Midland has weathered boom and bust cycles tied to the energy industry. Since the major oil companies left the city in the 1980s, some skyscrapers are unoccupied, several have been torn down. But the Wilco still stands tall among its neighbors as a home to independent oilmen chasing their dreams.